blocks of continuous gospel. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fannie Reed and Lily Bead of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead with One Verse Ministry and Minister Fannie Reed. Today I am talking about there are no shortcuts to God. Amen. The scripture that I'm coming from is Proverbs 14 and verse 12. And it reads, there is a way that seem right to a person, but its end is the way to death. Amen. And this is coming from the Tony Evans Study Bible. Amen. We all like shortcuts. Quicker, less work, or so we think. But shortcuts mean we are sometimes missing very important steps and not always getting the same results. Amen. God wants relationships, love, and commitment from us. That is what's required. You cannot do anything for God in a hurry. You must spend time studying His word. That's where time and preparation.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead, and I am coming from Proverbs 21 and verse 14. Thanks. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We say there are no shortcuts to God. Amen. Amen. You cannot come to God your own way. He has a specific way for you to enter into Him. Amen. And God wants relationships with us people all the time. That is what God is looking for, relationships. And so we can't have relationships if we don't know what God requires, in Jesus' name. And what I'm saying is God is not like instant coffee. You have to do what God say. You have to read and study His word, and it says it. Read the word of God to show yourself approved. That means you have to go through God in order to get His approval. Amen. And God loves us, and that's what He wants for us. He wants the very best for us. It is always God's heart that we come to Him with love. And don't act, first of all, don't act like God is going to hit you over the head with something, because He is not. He's a loving God. He's already prepared our way for whatever we need. Everything was done when Jesus went to the cross. Everything was done. And I read yesterday that God has already fixed this fight, people. We don't have to be timid before God, but we have to go to Him with awesomeness and realize He is the creator of the whole world. He's not your running buddy. Amen. He's not your hanging out partner. And a lot of times we take God for granted. People, we got to realize this is the creator of the world. The reason we got breath in our body is because God allows it. Amen. It's not that we are so good. It's not that we are worthy, because we haven't done
anything, we haven't done anything. If it wasn't for Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ, we couldn't even come back to God. He has made a way for us to come back. In other words, we have a bridge to cross over. And if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ, we wouldn't even have a bridge. So we need to understand that God is God. And there is no one like him but God. So we have to be aware. What I'm saying is, when you come before God, you have to understand that God ain't your buddy. You are not on the same level with God. You don't even understand the things of God unless he allows the Holy Spirit to come in and direct your life. So it's just one of those things that we got to realize. And like I said at the beginning, you have to understand there ain't no shortcuts to God. You got to do this the way God want it done. And he's so good. He's got the word of God, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. It's a roadmap, people. Do you know when you go into another city or anywhere, you got to have a roadmap if you've never been. We've never been this way before, people. So we have to look at the word of God, believe the word of God, trust the word of God, and just do what he's saying. It's not going to be easy because he's already said, our trials and tribulations come to make us strong, not to kill us. God is doing nothing wrong. He's trying to get the best out of you because he already knows what's in you. And he wants you to be the best that you can because we are all disciples. We're supposed to be kingdom builders, not destroyers. So the Bible is the manual to everlasting life. Amen. So you need to know what God is saying, how you obtain his life, how you obtain everlasting life. Besides the fact that I said it's a fixed fight, it is. God has already went to the cross. Everything he needed to do, everything we needed, he's already did it. It's already there. It's attainable. But we got to walk through this life the way God asks us to do it. Because if we don't do it, well, you know what your end's going to be. I'm just saying. God is loving. God is kind. God always make a way for us out of whatever the situation is. But we got to ask him. You can't just assume. Even though God know what our thoughts are, he know the motives and intent of our hearts are, but you can't just assume God is going to do this. We got to do something. And I always say, Christianity come with responsibilities. This ain't a free ride. God has already made a way, but it still ain't a free ride. That's just like anything in life. If you want to go to college and say you want to be a lawyer, you got to do what it takes to become a lawyer. It's the same thing with God. It's like a parallel. You know what I'm saying? If you want God to do all these things for you, then you got to do what God say do. And you got to ask him in faith and believe that what you said is going to line up and be faithful. Let your words line up with God's word. He say if you're willing, if you just read the word of God and read it with spiritual understanding, he say if you are willing, that means you are wanting to do it and you are going to do it. Willing and obedient. Obedient, people. Don't forget that word, obedient. That means do what I say do. You will eat the good of the land. Amen? And there is plenty of good land. But you got to do it the way God say to get to the good land. You just can't do anything or say anything and live a raggedy life and believe that God's going to bless you. He love us, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? You won't get the blessing. Not like talking about you might get a dribble here and there, but the full blessings of God comes with obedience, doing what he said. And I'm not saying it's easy. This is not an easy walk because our enemy, the devil, is going around like a roaring lion to see who he can kill, deceive, and destroy. That's true, people. We got to understand we are spiritual beings. The devil is also a spiritual being. Amen? Remember, God threw him out of heaven. So that means he was a spiritual being, Lucifer. Amen? So he is out to get you. He is out to kill you by any means necessary. Amen. That means he ain't going to tap you on the shoulder and be nice. He's the devil. He's the enemy of our soul. And I think we forget that. He is the enemy of our soul. Amen. And we need our soul to be saved, and it's not going to be saved no other way. You got to know who God is. You got to connect with God. Just like you sit down and talk with your children or talk with your husband, you got to have a relationship. That means the lines of communication are open all the time so that you got to do what you need to do, because God is always present. He's always there waiting. Amen. He's not down the road. He's not invisible. He's invisible, but he's not unattainable. You know what I'm saying? You can always make contact with God at any time in your life, at any stage of your life. You don't have to be perfect, because he already know we're not perfect. So you don't have to wait till you get your life. I hear people say all the time, I'm going to do this when I get myself together. You ain't never going to get yourself together, because you ain't got God in your life. So you can't get together. Amen. And the enemy don't want you to ever get together. Not one day do he want you to get together. He always wants you to recognize, like, he all of that in a bag of chips. No, he not. He is already a defeated foe, people. He is already defeated. We are already winners. Like I said earlier, this is a fixed fight. But you got to know what side you on. You can't be in the middle or on the fence. You got to choose a side. That's just like a ball game. You're going to be either a Saints fan or you're going to be a Viking fan. There ain't no in between. It's the same way with God. You got to know which side you on. Amen? And the only way you're going to know any of this is if you read his word. Study his word. Meditate. The word of God said meditate day and night. That means you read the word, study the word, and then think about it. Think about what the word say. That's what meditation means. It don't mean a quick 5-minute prayer. That ain't no meditation. That's hardly a prayer. You have to do it the way, I'm just saying, you got to do it the way God say do it. And trust me, if you do it the way God say it, you're going to be blessed more than you know. But it takes time. You have to have time. You can't quickly. This is not a quick fix. You have to spend time with God. You have to spend time with his word. You have to ask and receive from him. And he willing to do whatever it is that you need to do, because he's already fixed it. It's so simple to me now that I've gotten older and I spend time with God's word, and I realize God is all about us winning. Amen. And I have to go back and say what I said earlier. When God went to the cross, when he went to the cross, he took care of everything. Everything is attainable because God has already attained it for us. That's why I said it's a fixed fight. You do what God say, you're going to be a winner every time, because God designed it that way. So think about it, people. There is no shortcuts to God. You have to do it his way. And in order to do it his way, you got to read his word. Because if you don't read the word, you do not know what you are doing. Amen. So it's just like anything else. You got to read what God say. It's like a map. If you want to get over here to Baton Rouge and you've never been to Baton Rouge, you got to know which highway to go on, which turn to make, so you won't kill yourself or get lost in the process. It's the same way with God. He got it lined out. And if it's line up on line, precept on precept, that means do it the way I say do it. And you are going to win. I guarantee you're going to win every single time. And then you should always want a result from what you're doing anyway. You're just not doing something. That's like making a cake. If you make the cake and put all the right ingredients in it, you think you want the cake to rise. If you leave out something, it's not going to rise. It's the same thing with the word of God. If you want the results that God say you can have, you got to do it the way God say do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be blessed.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name today. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will lead us in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you. We come to you